Tesamut Aleph, the bottom. Two dots. Echad Gitei Noshim v'Echad Shichrurei Avodim. Tanu Rabbanan. B'Shloshev Drochim Shavu Gitei Noshim v'Shichrurei Avodim. The three ways that Gitei Noshim and Shichrurei Avodim have the same din. Shavu L'Molech L'Mevi. You have to say B'Fani Nechta B'Fani Nechta. If you bring a get or a star Shichrur from Medina Sayyam. The chol get sheyeshol of eight kusi pasul chutz migitei noshim shichrur yavodim. We will discuss why. It's the next mishnah. That if it has any get that has an eight kusi, and the Gemara will discuss what it means, one eight or even two eidim is pasul, except for gitei noshim shichrur yavodim. They were the machshir eidei kusim. Kusim were the shomronim. Okay, and there's a shaila whether they were Jews or they were goyim. They converted. Shaila if there's a conversion was good or not. Get to it probably on Sunday. The Chol Ashtaros Ha'olim Berkos Shel Ovdik Ochovim. Any Shtaros that are produced by secular courts, Afopi Shechosmeh, well, even though the witnesses are Goyim, Sherim, they're all kosher, Chutz Migitei Noshim Shechori Avodim. And what's it called? Except for Gitei Noshim Shechori Avodim, they are Goyish courts, can't make a get. Ukediv Rav Meir be arba, and Rav Meir holds as another case where they're the same. Haomer tain get zeli ishti ushtar shichur zeli avdi. If a person sends a shliach to divorce his wife, or a shtar shichur to set his evid free, so we consider the get or the shichur a chov for the woman. It's not a good thing for a woman to get divorced, and it's not even a good thing for an evid to be set free. Because an Eved would rather be an Eved, rather be, Meir holds, rather be Hefker. And even though there are benefits of being a free person, he'd rather not be free. That's what Meir holds. Therefore, since it's a Chov, so the person can't become a Shliach for the Isher or for the Eved without their knowledge. Because ain't Chovin La'odim Elamidaito. So therefore, the Shliach remains a Shliach Holacha. And if the Baal of the Odom wants to retract, he can retract until the get or the shichur gets to their hand. That's what Rameir says. The Rabbanan argue and they say no, that by a get it's for sure not a good thing for a woman, therefore he can retract, but by an Eved is a schus for an Eved to go free, and therefore once the shliach takes it, he's taking it for the sake of the Eved. He becomes the Eved shliach, by what's called even Shalomi Daito, because Zochim La'odim Shalomi Daito. So Rabbi Shlomo Rabbanan Minyan Elamutei Hadar Rav Meir. According to Rabbanan, it said there are three ways to exclude the fourth way of Rav Meir. El Rav Meir Minyan Elamutei Mai. According to Rav Meir, what's the four coming to exclude? Whereas there a fifth case that I would think is connected, and according to Rav Meir, it's not. Lamutei Hadar Tanya. Adam Shane Yodim Lato. Adam don't know how to sign their name. So Makarim Lohem Nyar Cholok, Umimalim Sakroyim Dio. Right? So Rashi learns we scratch the letters on the parchment, on the paper, and then they fill it with ink. So they're writing it even though it's written before them, right? But it's not written with anything that you can see. So that they're considered writing their name. Tosa says you make a stencil. You cut out a stencil, and they fill the stencil with ink. Okay.
But what are they writing in? Their names, right?
Their names.
So how will anybody ever recognize their signatures?
Good question. I don't know, it's a good question. I guess they couldn't. What's it called? In this kind of case, they couldn't corroborate it by knowing their signatures. They have to know who the Edom were. That's all. They have to come and say, we know that these Edom are kosher. Right? And that we know that they signed it. Otherwise, you couldn't corroborate it because nobody could know their signature. They couldn't have
Kiyum
of
that.
What?
That they didn't know how to write.
No, it's not nothing. But then how do you know? Somebody can't look at the get and know whose signature it is.
Yeah.
Right, so the way they could know is by knowing the Edom. That's all. You can kind of like that.
What? It also goes to show a time there were people who couldn't write.
Right, okay.
Still today.
Okay. Omer Rav Shimon Gamliel, Bamed Dvarim Amurim Begitei Noshim. That's only by Gitei Noshim. Because the Aguna, you're in a situation where the guy wants to write a get, he has no Edom available except these illiterate people, so they were Mesakin that you could still, they could still sign. Aval Shechruri Avodim V'Shar Kol Shtaros, right, but other Shtaros, even Shechruri Avodim, here they didn't make that like a get. Im Yodim Likros V'Lachtom Chosmim V'Vlavim Chosmim. If they know how to read and write, then they can sign, if not, not. It's more, it says Kriya Mandekar, who's talking about reading? It's talking about they can't write. We aid them that don't know how to read, so by a get, we read them the get, and they sign on it. Even though they can't read it themselves, but they somach on the base, and the base reads it for them. The shein yodim lachah, they don't know how to sign their names, mekarin lahem, then either we make a stencil, or we scratch the letters into the parchment, and they fill it with ink. Rashi. Chutz Megitei Noshim, Lekam Pirkim Mefarish Taima. I'm going to explain why by Gitei Noshim an Eid Kusi is not okay. Ha'olim Berkos Shalov Dekochavim Shenasu Ashtoris La Yidei Beisim Shalov Dekochavim. It's made in a secular court. Shmosein Chosmin Shechosmein Chosmin Shebesocho are Goyim. Right, the witnesses who sign that are Goyim, Sherim, the Dina de Machusa Dina. When it comes to monetary things, so they're Dina de Machusa Dina, and these monetary shtaras are good. Okay. Alpha Pisha Nosim Makab Israel, even though the two people who are making this transaction are Jews, but here it's what's it called? It's Dina de Machusa because it has to do with monetary kinyonim. It doesn't have to do with going to be judged by them. Be judged by them is awesome. But to do transactions, right, and to write secular shtoris is okay. Chutz migitei noshim to lab b'nei krisus nino. But they can't create a get, because they are not b'nei krisus. Only a person who's in the parsha of get can write a get. Havel of shaykh b'toris gittin v'kedushin. Havel hadinim nitzavel b'nei noach. But b'nei noach are part of the inyonim of what's called commerce, dinim. Right, laws that have to do with commerce, the chen shichruri avodim. The bechol psula d'yoraisa shava shichrur leget isha the gamrinan la'olon. Same thing goes with shichruri avodim, right, because we learn, gzirah shava to gitei noshim, whatever is possible by a get is possible by an eved to minatora. And here it's minatora, it's possible. Rotsa ha'baal la'azor b'shneim kolim shenosnu ashliach. If the Baal wants to retract before the Shliach gives it to the woman or to the Eved, Yazar, the Kesover of Meir, Hefsid the Chov Hein, La'osin Shenichlut Lohen. It's a Chov, right? It's not a benefit, but it's a detriment to the woman to get divorced and to the Eved to be Tinishtacher. Ve'ein Chov in La'odim El Bafonav. Kolomer, Ein Odim Nasa Shliach, La'odim Lios Nitzad Al Yodo, Elim Keno So Hu Shliach. Can't be a shliach to somebody automatically if it's to their detriment. They have to make you a shliach. A person can make a person a shliach even to his detriment. But the maisa where it's the shliach wants to make himself a shliach, al tzischus, that can't work. It's not a tzischus. The hainu ki b'fonav. Right, then it's what's it called v'rabbanim pligi alei d'rameyu masnisim the amri de b'shich reinu yochel lazer. Why mishenimtzar liyad ze afa pi shelo aso evit shliach. Once it's given to the shliach that the Adon wanted to send to the Eved, even though the Eved didn't make this person a shliach to be mekabel his shichrur, mishum tekesavri schus hu le'Eved sheyotzi mitachas rabo lecherus. The rabbanon holds a schus. The zochen lo la'adam shelo b'fanav danan sade the nichalei danavi hay shlucha lohachi. What's it called? We know that he wants to be him to be a shliach. So zochen la'adam shelo b'fanav. Minyana diktani b'shlosha, mekaren le niyar cholik, misartin v'roshim v'sakin al niyar. We scratch the letters into the paper, es shemo sa'edim, uboin ha'edim amalin sakroim diyo. And they fill up the places that we scratched into the parchment, they fill it with ink. And Tosa says again, it's talking where we make a stencil for them. Begite noshim mishum takonis agunos shem yirtzeh megarish leforish biyam or mesukin shirotzeh shlo tizokik liyavam So because of iguna, the woman shouldn't either have to go to yibum, or the guy's leaving and he's never, and we're not going to know what's happened to him. She won't be able to get married. So this way, we want her to have a get. Versus the suleka, there's no other cases where gitei nashim are similar to shikruri avadim. Avadim, ha'oika is another case. Omer tnu get zeli ishti ustar shikur zeli avdi umes. Person said, give this get to my wife, or this star shikhr to my eved, and he dies. So yitnu lachamisa, you don't give it after he dies. Why? Tnu mona leploni umes, yitnu lachamisa. If he says, give this mona to so and so, right, before he died, and he died, you do give it. Because a matna shchivmara is already, when a guy's dying, and he gives away a present, it's as if he gave it already, even without any kinyonim. With a rabbana or masakin, that is just with his amira, it should help. So it's already given when he's alive. Okay. So even though he died subsequently, we give it after the death, because it was already belonged to the person that he wanted to give it to from the time that he said it. Mara says, Tnu mana, okay, so Mara says, you see, that's the same halacha by get isha and by shtar shichra, right? So why is that not conclusive is another case? Mara says, Kiktani milsud lesi bishtoris. Milsa de ise bishtaris loktani. It only said something where gite nashim and shichruri avadim are the same, but it's not the same as other shtaris. But here it's similar to all shtaris. Why? The shalach ravim mishmed rav avo have the yodim shishalach rav lezer legola mishum rabenu shchivmara shomer kislu tnu man leploni umeis. If a shchivmara didn't say give this to so and so, because then his amira itself makes the kinyan. But he said write a shtar and then give it. So now maybe he's makvid that the kinyan shouldn't be except with the shtar. Ein kos v'nosen. Then after he dies, we don't write the shtar. Shemelo gomer laknosel b'shtar. Maybe his intention was not just to write a shtar as a remembrance, right? But the shtar is the kinyan. And since he specifically said, write a shtar and give it, maybe he meant, don't give it to him, right? Don't let it be his until you write the shtar. And after ein vein shtar lachar misa. And since he's dead, you can't write a shtar for him after Misa. So that's the same halach as a get and a shtar shichur, therefore didn't mention it. Let's see, Rashi. Yilo yitnu lachar Misa, vafilu rabona, da'amri shichruri avodim, zechusu. Right, the chor over here, as soon as the guy gave it to the shliach, right, the chor according to the rabbanon, the eved is meshuchur, because it's a schus. Zochen lo'adim shlo b'fonah. So Rashi over here says tremendous chiddush. He's zocha only in the fact that the adon can't retract, but it's not mamish that the eved goes free immediately. But the eved doesn't become a shuchr till he gets the shtar shichr. The Kivan to Nice called him Sulo Havi Shikhrua Shikhra, since he died beforehand, before the Shtar Shikhra could take effect. He can't take effect after death. The Nafkale Rishusi Mine, he's now no longer his Evid. The Chayale Rishus Yorshim, now he belongs to the Yorshim. So he can't do it anymore. Tosa says, there's no way this is, makes sense. Manafshach, either he's Zochin Lo Adam and he's free, or you can retract. Can't be both. And therefore Tosa says, talking in a case where he didn't give it to the Shliach yet. He told the shliach, take this get shichur and give it to my eved, and the guy dropped dead before the shliach had a chance to pick up the get, the shtar shichur. And he says Rashi himself later on had charata, and Rashi says not true, that if you manafshach, if it's your zochin, the eved is free as soon as the shliach takes the get, and if it's you can't have zochin, then you can retract too. They go together. Tznu mana leploni divrei shchiv marakiksu mesurim dam. The Tikkun Rabbanan Shema Yitti Tariv Daito Allah Bechal Yo Im Lohaya Muftach Shikhaim Udvarav. The Rabbanan Masakin that a Meshchiv Mara doesn't have to make Kinyonim. But if he says, give this to so and so, then the Kinyon is Chal immediately with his Amir. Because we're afraid that if it doesn't work, right, and he thinks that we're not going to do it or whatever, that he's going to get, it's going to kill him faster. It's Shema Titkus Daito Allah. Right, he's going to get very upset, and being upset when you're in a situation, you're dying, makes the death come sooner. So in order not to do that, The Rabbanan said, as soon as you say it, it's as if it's done. So therefore, as soon as he said it, it belongs to the other person. So even if he died subsequent, you get present. You deliver it. All you're doing is delivering the person what belongs to him. Kik tani b'hanav dalet dvarim milsa de lesser b'shar shtoros. So Mura says, why didn't it include that? Because it didn't include things that apply to other shtoros. Only things that apply specifically to Gitei Noshim Shechuri Avodim. V'hom milsa isa b'shar shtoros. She mosa shtar matana l'shlucho l'itno l'acher l'acher misa u'meis lo yitei l'acher misa. Even a shchiv mara who gives something to be given with a shtar, right, lacher misa, and he doesn't want the kinyan to be chal now. He wants the kinyan to be chal with the shtar. So until the shtar is given over, it doesn't have any validity. And therefore, if he died before, he ain't shtar, lacher misa. He said specifically, I want this kinyan to be made through a shtar. Then by the time the shtar was handed over, the person was already dead. Maybe he didn't mean to give the kinyan with his dibur and just write the shtar as a zichron dvarim, but he meant that the kinyan should be through the shtar, and therefore it's a safek, and the yarshin the money. Ela b'shtar l'chimot ishtor liyadei l'kniu b'shtora v'ein shtar mak mikne achar misa. It can't be a shtar that creates a kinyan after misa. The hot pokale reshu say denosing, it's not his anymore. Shmura says there's other cases. The ha'ika lishma, that they're the same, a get shichrur and a get ish has to be written lishma. So bishlam of the rabbi hainu molech u'mevi, that's included in molech u'mevi. The takon of the fonei nichtav is because of lishma. Ela the rava kasha, but according to rava lemaisa, why didn't it say lishma? Pesu bein l'rava bein l'rava ika mechuber. There's other psulim. Right? You can't write it in mechuber and then cut it off by a get, because it says the kosav and nasan, and we learn shichrur from get. Where it says kiktana psulim d'rabbanan yoraisa loktani. Now it only told me psulim that are d'rabbanan, like b'fanei nichtam, b'fanei nechtam, eid kusi. We'll see. It was only psul d'rabbanan, but psulim d'yoraisa mechuber is d'yoraisa. It didn't tell me. I have a high kol shalom d'kocham d'psul d'yoraisa. Erkos is a psul d'oraisa, it's an apanei krisus. So a secular court that writes a get is pasul min haTorah. Uktani be'ed mesira, uktani, right? And it still said it. So you see that it does mention things that are psul d'oraisa. Where it says, no, be'ed mesira, uka Rabbi Lazar, the Amr, e'ed mesira karsi. Right? It goes according to Rabbi Lazar, who says that e'ed mesira karsi, and therefore, it's the Ede Mesira that create the get. And therefore, even a get that's written by Goyim is not posel min haTorah. Right? It's only posel mid Rabbana, because it's what's it called, the Ede Mesira create the get, not the writing of the get. Where it says, V'homin iktani sefer, Reb Shimon Omer, af eluk sherim. Reb Shimon holds that even those are kosher by Gitei Noshim and Shichri Avodim, where it comes bare calls. V'amar Abzera, Yorin, Reb Shimon, L'shitas, and Reb Shimon holds a Reb Elezer, that it's kosher because, what's it called, there's 80 Mesira that are Jews. And that's what makes the get. V'amar 80 Mesira Karsi, M'chlau Tanakama, Sover, Lo. But not 80 Mesira Karsi, the Tanakama. So how can you say that the Tanakama holds only a Psul de Rabbanan? And it's because of, what's it called, 80 Mesira Karsi, Reb Shimon holds that Edim Asira Karsi, he argues and holds it's kosher. He could be Nayu Shemus Mufakim. No, they both hold that it's only possible with the Rabbanan. Reb Shimon holds that in this situation it will be kosher even with the Rabbanan, and the Tanakama holds it's possible with the Rabbanan. But both of them hold that Minatora it's kosher because Edim Asira Karsi. So what's the Machlokis? The Machlokis is that Reb Lesser holds, even though Edim Asira Karsi, if there are Edim in the get, we had this before, and they are possible, it passels the get midrabbanan. Why? Because we're afraid that people will rely on those edim, right, for other things. They'll think they're kosher edim. So therefore, it's called mezuyach mitochal, and Reb Lezer holds this pasul. So the argument between the Tanakhama, who says that that's the case, where there were goyisha edim on it, and it's pasul because mezuyach mitochal. People will rely on these edim and think they're Jews. So the machlokis is by shemos mufakim. where the Edom is clear that they're Goyim. They have names that no Jew has, right? Christopher Jones. You know, today it's Shaykh anything. But the Maaseh says, so we know that that's not a Jewish name. So people will not be somich on them. They'll know that they're Goyim. So then it's not Mezuyich Mitzocho, according to Reb Shimon. And the Tanakhama says, no, even in that case, we're afraid that people will be somich on them and think that Slam, they have Goyish names, but maybe they were Jews if they signed on the get. So therefore, the Tanakhama holds, and Reb Shimon, that it's really kosher min HaTorah. It's only possible with the Rabbanan. The question is it possible with the Rabbanan? And also by Shemus Mufakim. When Reb Lezer says that a get that has a psul signing on it, right, is possible with the Rabbanan, even though you don't need Edim, right, is that even with Shemus Mufakim, where it's pretty clear we're not going to be somich on them for other things, because we know for sure they're Goyim, and we know the reason this get is okay is because of Edim Asir. Rashi. Voiko l'shmo, the shavu gitei noshim shichuri avonim. Why didn't I mention that? Bishlama l'rava domer takanta the molichu mevi lefi shein bekiim l'shmo hi hainu molichu mevi. Voiko mechuber, the posel b'tarvayu, the ksiv, the kosa v'nosim, mishenu mechusra el ksiv v'nesina. Yotze zeshe mechusra ktsitsa v'shich v'shichru gomer lola, and shichru we learn from get, that's also posel b'mechuber. Psulet rabbonin, molichu mevi rabbonin hu. That's Rechu, the main refining Yichtov. Eid Kusi Possum of the Rabbanan, Bishar Shtaros, Dachzekinu Shtamayu Lipsula. We'll see later on, what's it called, next Amud, why an Eid Kusi is possible. It's only Psul the Rabbanan. Psula their coast, the Kamei Porech on our coast, the Gemara is going to ask, for our coast Psul the Raisel, the Chora, a get written by a secular court is Possum in a Torah. Shein Edusin Koshel, if he Shein a Betorah Skitin V'Kedushin. For Achman and Arma, the Kosov and Nasa, Mishi Yeshno Bechlau Nesina, Yeshno Bechlau Ksiva, Vahachim Mepharish Perek Sheni. The Marks in the second Perek explains. That's why a Goy who writes again is possible. Be'edim Esira, Masnishin, the Machshe, Beshar Shtoros, who possible, Bahani, Kagon, the Ika Edim Esira. So it's only a Psul de Rabbana. For a Belezeri, the Omer Edim Esira Karsi, the Ain Zorach Lachton Beged, you don't have to sign to get Bechlau. The Chikosov Kro, the Kosov Aksiva, get Ksiv, Israel, talking where a Jew wrote the get and the Goyim signed it. So you don't really need any signature, because now it was given in front of Jewish Edim. So a Jew wrote the get and a Jew's witnessed the giving over of the get. So Minatora, it's kosher. It's only possible because of Mezuyah Mitocho. Vashmina Masnisan, the mother of Elezer, Mezuyah Mitocho, the Chasimas Edim Psulim Shu Possel. The Afagab the Ika Hechsher Edim Asira. Vahai Psulim of the Rabbanan. It's only a Psulim of the Rabbanan. Gzeira Dilmosil Mismacholayu below Edim Asira. Because we're afraid that people will say, well, if they use these Edim in a star, Mistam by the Kosher. And they use those same Edim for another stars. And they're really Possel. Vahid Achsher Rebelezer Hechid Lo Chasimu Alay Sadikla. Where does Rebelezer say that a get that's not signed and was given in front of Edim Asira's kosher, if it's not signed at all, but not if it's signed by Psulim. Afeilu giti noshim aksherim michosmein of dikochovim. Right? Reb Shimon argues, and he says, no, even if the get was written by a Jew and witnessed by Jews to be given over, even if it was signed by Goyim, it's kosher. V'om Reb Zera, Yoreb Shimon, v'ika v'akshar lohu. The Edim Sira, because so for Israel. So you see, the Rav Shimon holds that like Rav Elezer. Mashman the Tanakhama holds not like Rav Elezer, and it's possible in the Torah. Michlau the Tanakhama sovereign low. Karsi Edim Sira, Eleide Chasimah. Upsula de Oraisahi. So we're back at the question, why didn't it include this? You can't say it didn't include it because it's a, what's it called, why didn't it include Mechuber? You can't say because of Psul de Oraisa, or Kos is also Psul de Oraisa. Mora says, no, you could be now Shem says, both of them holds only Psul de Rabbanan. Except Reb Shimon holds, it's talking by Shemus Mufakim. Kolomer Tanakamba b'shitzei d'Rav Elezer koi. Med the Rabbanan hu de paslinan. Dilma osi l'mismach achasumim ulemosro b'fneihem. V'osro Reb Shimon l'meimer im Shemus Mufakim da'ovdiko chodmein. If they're names that are clearly goyish names, so nobody's going to rely on them. She'en Yisrael nikroin bolson Shemus. Lav hainu mezuich mitochu. Reb Elezer holds, in that case, even if the goyim are signed on the get, it doesn't pass it in the rabbanan. The mother of Elezer, the kulei alma yadi, the ovdik ochavim heim, below osi lemismach alayim, below edim sira. And the Tanakhama holds no, right? That when Rav Lezer said, if there's possible people signed on it, it's possible across the board. Even if it's in Shemus Mufakim, because sometimes people can be Salmach on it, or Loplug. They made it at any time that there's Psulim on the get, according to Rav Lezer, it's possible with the Rabban.
So
it's
possible with us on the bus, so they can't write it, they can't write the thing on a tree. Right.
Right.
But what happens to his mother, the truth to her? He's giving it to her.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You have to be able to give it directly and not have to do something in between. So it says the kosa of the nasan. There can't be anything between the ksiva and the sina. So if you wrote it on a tree and cut it down before he wrote it, it's fine. Because then there's nothing. But if you wrote it on the tree, then you have to cut the tree and then give it, so there's something between the two.
So the back of an animal would be alright.
The back of an animal, the Gemara speaks about that in the second paragraph.
But even if you hold that it's a hope for her, how could you ever allow the Baal to be misharic? I mean,
why no, it takes back to Shliach. That's another paragraph, Dalit. The churb is not coming. Talking where he takes back the shliach and what's it called? And we know he took back the shliach.
He doesn't take back the shliach.
That's the Mishnah in Perek Daled. Omer Shlul Shlul. Right. Tune in later. In about 4 months or something like that.
Yeah, you tell me the day before.